Well, as we just heard, there's a generation of younger veterans from Afghanistan, Iraq, East Timor and other conflicts who are struggling to find their place in the Anzac tradition and reintegrate into the community. Soldier On is a charity founded in 2012 to help Australian soldiers recover from the physical and psychological wounds of war. Its co-founder, former Australian Army officer John Bale, says there is a growing apathy around the continuing centenary of World War I battles, and he says we must use the centenary of World War I to generate momentum to look after our younger veterans. For more, I'm joined live in our Parliament House studio by John Bale. John, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Is there a sense, do you think, that those who've served more recently have been left behind by the focus, the bigger focus on national identity that Anzac Day has become?
A little bit. And I think that's come out of, I guess, the focus of centenary being very much around World War One, but there not being a linkage to this generation that recently gone. I think that's a missed opportunity. I think this generation should be linked absolutely to those that, I guess, we fought in the same tradition of, that Anzac tradition. I think if we don't do that very quickly, the opportunity will slide. The millions of dollars spent, some have already been spent, some could be spent in better ways. But if we don't look at that linkage now, there won't be a positive outcome to the centenary of Anzac.
So how do we do that? What should we be doing?
I think the best way of achieving that is to really look at what are the outcomes. And for us, it's about jobs, getting veterans employed, making sure there's a better education in the community. I don't think people understand really what happened in Afghanistan, even Iraq, East Timor, etc. And I think there has to be that. It has to be that linkage of what happened, but also the way the community was involved. And that goes back to the First World War, and look at the way the community was involved post the First World War, some of the mistakes we made, and then looking at all of our conflicts and the way that we as a community could be better at supporting those veterans coming back and make sure we don't make the same mistakes this time around.
As we've seen, Anzac Day has become more about sort of national identity, really, than a Veterans Day. We've seen more and more relatives of veterans marching rather than the veterans themselves in some occasions. Do you think the focus should shift back to veterans rather than this overarching sort of focus on national identity?
I think so, but it's got to be in a way that the community still feels a part of this. And I understand that you want to commemorate your generations that have gone before you. It may actually be a direct descendant. You may be just commemorating someone who you know who's fought, and that's great. We need to make sure that's maintained. But that support has to be continued for the veterans, and it is ultimately a day around veterans and their families. And I think that's maybe what we're looking for at the moment is, how do we do that? And I don't think there's an answer right now, because at the moment, if you go to an Anzac Day, I think it's quite disjointed. You've got the community there wanting to highlight their lineage, wanting to support veterans, but there's no way of actually joining those two things together. And that's what I think is needed.
As you and plenty of others have pointed out, we've spent an awful lot of money on commemorations in the last couple of years. Last year in particular, I think it's the figure is somewhere around more than $500 million, which is more than any other nation in the world. How much of that has been money that should have been spent on addressing the problems of veterans?
To be honest, I think most of it. I mean, there are so many memorials in this country already. We have the Australian War Memorial, we have Cenotaphs, we have, if you go to pretty much any small town in Australia, there is a commemoration facility there that you can go to and look at the people that fought in that town. I think what that money should have been spent on is supporting this generation of veterans. As I said, we have so many veterans who came back from other wars that weren't supported well enough. We should learn from those lessons and make sure that huge amount of money could go into supporting them. It's not about giving that money out as welfare. It's about providing support mechanisms so they're not socially isolated, so they reintegrate back into society properly, so they have empowering jobs to help them through the transition, and also that their families get the support. I think families get left behind a lot in this. The veteran is supported now in many instances once they get out by the family, and they need support as well. When you're spending over $88 million on a commemorative facility in France, you do question, what is the point of the centenary of Anzac? What's it actually going to achieve?
Okay, and clearly there are a lot of younger veterans like yourself who do go to Anzac Day, but quite a few don't too. Quite a few struggling to find a way to fit into it. Why?
I just don't feel that it's... I think in 2014 there was a real push to actually get veterans involved of contemporary conflicts, but I don't think that has continued through the centenary. And I really don't think there's a linkage there at the moment. It is, as you say, very nationalistic in its way. It's very patriotic, and that's fantastic, and the community's got to be involved. There's got to be a way of getting veterans there from my generation. I think just giving them the opportunity to talk about what they've been through is an easy way and also a way of making sure that they actually turn up to Anzac Days. It's simple, but I think it would go a long way for the next 2 years in our centenary of Anzac.
Okay. John Bale, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us. John Bale from Soldier On.